here's a story from The World.
This year's unusually hot and dry summer in Europe has brought drought to the region's highest peaks. Terrible news for the French Alps. Water is what lures the tourists and drives the economy. In summer, there's rafting and river sports. And of course, come winter, it's ski season. Jerry Haddon reports from the Haute Alps along the Dorent River.
On a scorching, cloudless morning, two small kids race down a public dock on the Dorent, but they don't jump in the water. Because there is none. The normally floating dock is resting on sand. The Durance has run nearly dry. What's left is a narrow stream that's receded about a quarter mile away.
Alors, je suis déjà passée, oui, ici au mois de mai.
I was here last May, says Marie, the kid's grandmother. She doesn't want to give her last name. In the spring, the water was up to the rocks here on the edge, she says. Normally it's full, and you see sailing, skiing, paragliding, and what's it called? Kite surfing. Today, the only boat in sight is a marooned catamaran.
C'est carrément triste, oui. Ça, c'est un barrage, en fait.
It's so sad, Marie says. This part of the river is actually dammed to create a reservoir. It provides water to the south of France. Marie, like everyone you talk to here, hopes this year is an anomaly. But they suspect these arid conditions are part of a trend, exacerbated by global warming. What local business owners know for sure, it's already hitting them hard. A bit downstream, Thierry Lefebvre owns a windsurfing school that used to be on the shoreline. That's now 300 yards away. On a typical morning, he says, he has between 60 and 80 students ready to get wet. Today we had just one, he says. We're seeing less clientele, but the worst is that we might have to shut down mid-August, depending on the water level. Normally we're open into September. There are dozens of businesses along the Durance like Lefebvre's. At another, a tourist named Aurélie Gamoni has just paid $20 for a spin on the lake on a bouncy inner tube. She says that's not what she drove 3 hours to do. I'm disappointed the lake's so low, she says. I'd signed up for a flight in a propeller-driven hydrofoil, but they canceled it, she says, because the spot it takes off from is now just mud. This is where the drought's damage is most visible. All around the edge of the reservoir, you can see a 50-foot-high, whitish, rocky ring that's normally underwater. But this problem begins high in the mountains. This winter, little snow fell, and it's barely rained since May. At a ski resort called Les Ors, altitude 8,000 feet, Sébastien Aubert's heading up a new virtual reality training complex. Construction is underway right next to the main chairlift.
Aujourd'hui, beaucoup de sportifs de qui débutent et des sportifs de haut niveau ont besoin.
These days there are pros and beginners who want to practice their various sports all year round, he says. By this time next year, you'll be able to ski here in the middle of summer, indoors. We'll have augmented reality glasses, he says, and you'll downhill ski on a treadmill that can change inclination and speed. And it's not just skiing, says the mayor of the village of Les Ors, Pierre Voller. You can bike, kayak, rock climb, snow or no snow, outside the windows. The village has less than 600 residents and 275,000 annual visitors. Losing them, says Voller, is out of the question.
Clairement, puisque avec la canicule et la sécheresse, c'est une année très difficile. Bon, on est,
with the heat waves and the drought, it's been a tough year, he says. We're not climate skeptics up here. It's clear the planet's getting warmer and warmer, and we're keeping that well in mind. All of our projects, he says, are related to that. Voller says about 12,000 people work in skiing throughout this region of the Alps. The indoor virtual sports center alone will add 800 jobs. The investment is huge, but Les Ors has gotten subsidies from the government, which makes the risks easier to take on. Downstream, back on the Durance, windsurf school owner Thierry Lefebvre says small business owners like him don't have that luxury.
Qu'est-ce qu'on va faire? Eh ben, on va ranger, on va vendre notre matériel qu'on doit vendre pour essayer de récupérer un peu de.
What can I do? He shrugs. When the season's done, we'll clean up and then sell off our gear until we can balance the books. After that, he says, I just don't know. For The World, I'm Jerry Haddon, La Savine, France.